O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So we did it. We sang a bunch of alleluias there on this last Sunday before we move into Lent. At the end of the service today, we'll sing a farewell to alleluia. We'll watch the banner leave. And maybe it's with a bit of melancholy, but it's not without hope. But Jesus took Peter and James and John up the Mount of Transfiguration. It had been a crazy week for Peter and the disciples. About a week prior, Jesus asked his disciples, "Well, who do people say that I am?" And they gave a bunch of different answers. And then it was Peter who said, "Well, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus tells Peter, "Well, it's not flesh and blood that have revealed this to you, but the Holy Spirit who's given you this confession, who's given you eyes to see beyond what is right here immediately before you, ears to hear promises and mysteries, and a mouth to confess that Jesus is the Christ." And then he tells the disciples, "Don't tell anyone that I'm the Christ, not yet." And then he says that he's going to be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, that he's going to be beaten and ultimately going to be killed. And Peter says, "It can't be this way, Lord. I won't let that happen." And then Jesus says to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." Peter goes from the top of the mountain to the pit of the valley, and now Jesus is taking him back up a mountain. I can only imagine what it would have been like to cast my eyes on that vision that is emblazoned in Peter's mind's eye. And this morning, some of you are getting a vision emblazoned into your eyes on this side of the church. A vision of glory, when all of a sudden Jesus is dazzling white, whiter than any fuller could ever bleach something. And then Peter sees not only Jesus, but Moses and Elijah. And it's not that he's speechless. No, Peter has words for this. "Oh, Lord, let me build three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." And then no sooner does Peter start talking than God the Father essentially tells Peter to stop, to shut up. He stops him because this voice thunders from heaven. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am pleased. Listen to him." And Peter and James and John fall on their faces in awe and glory, maybe over not only what they had seen, but what they heard. And this cloud envelops them. And Jesus mercifully walks up to Peter and James and John and touches them, not to slap them around, like was happening in the basketball game yesterday, but in mercy. Not that Greg did that, but in mercy. In mercy. He says, "Get up, rise, don't be afraid." And they stand up, and eyes maybe still trying to recover, and they see that, I don't think they had glasses like this, but they see only Jesus. Moses and Elijah are gone. What a wonderful vision. And Peter shares it. You heard from 2 Peter this morning, he says that we saw this. We not only saw this vision, this wonderful mystery, but we heard the voice. And he tells the story. I mean, on the one hand, it's Peter's story because he was there, but it's not Peter's story, because this story is not about Peter. It's about Jesus. And as wonderful as all these things were up there on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus ends it by saying, "Don't tell anyone about this until." Don't tell anyone about this until. I mean, if ever there were up to that point an alleluia moment to praise God and go and spread the good news, to go tell it, not only on the mountain, but run down into the valley and tell people, this would be it. And Jesus says, no. Put away your alleluia until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. It's got to be perplexing to have witnessed something so marvelous and then to have Jesus say, but put it away until. But that's what we do. That's what we do during Lent. So we put our alleluias away. Now Jesus didn't tell Peter and James and John to put away the alleluias or to put away the story to be lost and gone forever. Well, you saw it, but now it's over. But put it away until. You'll get it back out. In our house, we've got all kinds of treasures in boxes. Boxes that are waiting to be unpacked. But in the process of moving, we had some treasures we put in, things we thought were treasures, that were put in boxes, and we looked at them and said, yeah, time to get rid of this. Maybe we put it in the trash, maybe we donated it to somebody else. But this treasure, this alleluia that is put away until, is something that will be brought back out. It will. Because the words and promise of Jesus are true. See, he is the fulfillment of the promise of God as he spoke through Moses and Elijah. They're gone but not forgotten, because the hope is in Jesus and him alone. And so now here on Transfiguration Sunday, as we stand on the precipice looking down into the valley of Lent, we'll get our alleluias in. And we'll sing our farewell to alleluia. Put our alleluia in the box. We'll put it away until. Well, until when? Until Easter. Because in the scriptures, we most fully see Jesus when we hear him. And in the scriptures, we most fully hear Jesus when we see him. See, the look and the listen, they go together. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes and gives us eyes to see beyond what would be apparent. And that Jesus says, put your alleluia away, put this story away until it is complete. Because we most fully see Jesus not just in glory at the Mount of Transfiguration, and we most fully say alleluia and truly say alleluia, can only say alleluia when we see and sing that alleluia through the cross. Because this story can't be told without death. Because Jesus has come to give his life, to seek and save the lost, to be a ransom for sinners. And that's for you and me. See, on the one hand, it's not Peter's story. It's all about Jesus. But on the other hand, because Jesus has brought him into the story, it is his story to tell. In the same way, it's our story to tell. But it's not just a story that is bound in the glory at the Mount of Transfiguration. It is a story that also goes through the Valley of Lent. That goes up a mount, not of Transfiguration, but also Mount Calvary. That comes when we also hear Jesus and see him from the cross. And he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? The only begotten Son of the Father, the one with whom the Father is well pleased, but listen to him. Listen to him as he says, I forgive you. I give my life for you. Listen to him and treasure those alleluias we have this morning, these remaining alleluias that we put away to only savor more greatly. The alleluias that will spring forth from our mouth, the mouths of the saints and angels on Easter Sunday, but there is still that great and glorious day yet to come. The day when Christ returns in glory, and the alleluias spring forth. And yet Jesus, even as he has ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father now, his hands are marked and his feet and his side, you see it up there. Because the story ends not just here at the Mount of Transfiguration, but goes through Calvary. And it's there at the open tomb. As the angel says, he's not here. He's risen. It's our story. It's our alleluia, but the alleluia comes in praising God because he has saved us from our sins. Because he has given us a faith, not from the will of man, but because his Holy Spirit gives us ears to hear and eyes to see and mouths to confess that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is the Savior for sinners. And that even as the alleluias fade away during these 40 days of Lent, we don't despair or lose hope as if, well, the alleluia is gone, it'll never come back, because Christ is the sure and certain foundation. He is the promise, the yes to everything that God has said. And not only do we say amen, yes, yes, it's true because of Jesus, we say alleluia. And I come back and thinking about every funeral service I've been to, every time I've preached, and there at the graveside, ends with these words, alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, alleluia. I didn't do that last night, so I'm glad it worked out there. See, our alleluias, we put them away until Easter. But they'll come back, because Christ is the Word made flesh. His Word is certain for you and for me and for a world that otherwise would be lost in sin and death and darkness. But He is the light. He is the life. To Him be the glory. Alleluia.